You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the QB combo that needs to be had, though. Marcus Mariota's been signed. He's actually now official. They put out a press release. He took his physical. He put pen to paper at the facility today. He's met with the media. I mean, he's gone through all the motions. So it's signed, sealed, and delivered. Marcus Mariota is the Commanders, for the moment, I guess, starting quarterback. He will be their QB2 behind whoever they pick at number two, probably. But therein lies the discussion I want to have. How does Sam Howell fit into all of this? We just saw Desmond Ridder get traded today. If you guys have been at work or in the car, maybe you weren't tracking this, but Ridder, who was the starting quarterback in Atlanta with the Falcons last season, got benched a couple of times and they went to Taylor Heineke, played very poorly. They've since signed Kirk Cousins to fix their quarterback problem. The Falcons, by getting Kirk Cousins, knew Ridder's redundant and they don't need him as much. So they moved on from him. They traded him to Arizona for Rondale Moore, which is actually a really interesting trade because you do not see this in the NFL very often. When you trade a quarterback, especially a guy you drafted in the mid-rounds, you almost never see a deal where the quarterback's traded a one-off for like a player. It's always for a draft pick. But Atlanta, with Cousins, is trying to add weapons. They signed Darnell Mooney yesterday, the speedy receiver from Chicago. And Rondale Moore's a guy. He's shifty. He's kind of diminutive. He's listed at 5'7 and 180, 23-year-old gadget player. He caught 54 balls his rookie year with Arizona, and his production's kind of gone down each year, 41 catches, 40 catches the last couple of years. So my guess is the Falcons were looking around. They found out we're not doing better than a sixth, seventh-round pick for Desmond Ridder anyway. Like, we can't establish a market. Nobody really wants to trade for this guy. He has not proven to be any good. He completed about 64% of his passes and had 12 touchdowns and 12 picks last year. So if we're just going to get a late-round pick, let's try to find a guy on the back of someone's roster that maybe they'll give us for a second-string quarterback. And looking for weapons, they found a speedy, shifty former second-round pick to add to their receiver room. So right now it's Drake London, Darnell Mooney, and Rondale Moore in Atlanta. And maybe they'll draft a player or two or sign another wide receiver. But I bring up the Ridder trade because I think this is telling and indicative on Atlanta moving a guy that they drafted in the third round, two rounds earlier than where Sam Howell obviously got drafted. Different situation because they brought in a starter in Cousins, and Ridder had been the starter and they're supplanting him. But similar in that, Howell was the guy here last year, and Washington just paid six times as much as they paid Howell for Mariota, telling. And we all think they're going to take a quarterback number two, right? Or maybe some of you think they'll trade back, but they're going to get a quarterback early in the draft. So there's going to be not one, but two guys ahead of Howell on the depth chart. You heard the cut we played on the way in from Trevor Sikkema of PFF. He says that the signing of Mariota and the eventual pick at number two spells the end for Howell. And the question is just not if they trade him, but when. Does it come together before the draft? Does a team miss out on a QB they wanted in the draft and then trade after? Do you wait until camp and maybe there's an injury? Do you wait until the season and you have three quarterbacks on your roster? And if you do that, is there an injury in season where a team before the deadline, which might move back this year, they're voting on that soon, maybe mid-season, a team goes, oh, well, why not Sam Howell? He could play okay for us. But according to Sikkema, he's saying they're going to do it. It's just trying to figure out when. I don't think it's that simple. I wouldn't be in a rush to trade Sam Howell. Why? Now, if you offer me something really good, sure, I'll trade Sam Howell. You want to give me a fourth-round pick? I think that's probably the line of demarcation where if you call with a pick above the fifth round, which is where I got him, I will absolutely pick up that phone call, tell you that you got a deal, and I'll send Howell your way. Fourth-round pick or better. Otherwise, though, why am I trading him? He's extremely cheap. I've got him in team control for another couple of seasons. He proved to me last year, even though there were plenty of struggles, NFL worst 65 sacks and 21 interceptions, also worst in the NFL, that there's some good here. In a better situation, instead of a below average offensive line, an average or pretty good one, maybe 65 sacks is only 45 or 48 or 52, right? Instead of a coordinator who's calling 80% pass plays, you know, maybe it's more balanced and you help him out and stay ahead of the sticks a little bit. Maybe what was okay personnel becomes better eventually and you get more out of Jahan Dotson. And Terry McLaurin doesn't have one of the worst years of his career based on the scheme in terms of yards per catch. And maybe at tight end, you've got a real weapon and a matchup problem. And maybe Eckler, instead of, you know, Gibson or Robinson out of the backfield, get you some yards after the catch. Third in the NFL in that category last year. First in the National Football League in that category since 2018. And maybe Howell becomes just a better version of what we saw last year. And instead of 21 touchdowns and 21 interceptions, it's still 27 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. I think the ceiling for him is certainly higher than what we saw. It was his first season starting. It was games 2 through 18 in his career. He's still only 23 years old. I think Sam Howell's an exceptional long-term backup. I think he's going to be a really high-end QB2, low-end starter, where if you're a bad team, I'd rather start a Sam Howell in his second year than, say, Mariota, who you just paid $6 million, or Brissett, who teams are going to pay $7 or $8 million. But my question to you guys is, it just seems like there's now an expectation that the Commanders are going to trade Howell. Or maybe said better, that they should trade Howell. Because you're going to take a quarterback second, because you've got your veteran backup in Mariota. I disagree with that. I think if you get good value, you trade Sam Howell. But there's a difference between being willing to and being the aggressor in a Howell trade. I don't think I'd be picking up the phone and making a ton of phone calls on Howell. I might call a couple quarterback needy teams, Denver, Minnesota. I know the Raiders went and got Gardner Minshew, who's kind of an older version of Sam Howell. But you know, a few of those clubs that might be in trade-up mode or looking for a quarterback of the future, and I would just call them and say, hey, for the right price, Sam's yours. Let me know as we get closer to the season. Our phones are open. That's about as much work as I would put in on it as a GM, though. I got other things to do, and having three quarterbacks is not a bad thing, especially when two of them, if you're counting the number two pick, and then Howell, are young with some upside. Now, the number two pick is going to have an astronomical amount of potential, elated and seething with upside, comparative to Sam, certainly. But while I'm not putting him in the exact same bucket, I think in a perfect quarterback room, I would probably want three where I've got a starter who's really good and then my two backups, and they can battle it out in camp and in the preseason for who gets to be activated on game day. But my two backups would be one project prospect type guy and then a veteran who's done it before and who can answer questions and be a mentor. To me, that's the perfect quarterback room. Well, you got a chance to have that here. Your number two overall pick, if it's Drake May, by the way, it's Sam Howell's best buddy. If it's Jaden Daniels, doesn't matter if they know each other or not. Then you've got Howell as your, let's say he's the third guy you just keep in the building and sink some time and energy into and develop. And you've got Mariota, who's your new Brissett, your hand-picked kind of backup, your stable mentor. That's a good room. So if you're going to offer me a 7, no thanks. I'd rather have Hal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.